Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second, the center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth, the DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Hairston steals second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Essien and he is safe. White steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Wolford moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball towards left field. Wolford makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Wolford. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. White reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Orta steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. Spencer scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brohmer. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Brohmer steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing third base. Clay Carroll now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Potek for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gar. Otis reaches second base with a double. Wolford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Essien. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Essien steals second. Tom Hall now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Garr moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Bruno now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing right field. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Hal McRae. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Frank White. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quirk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball towards left. Paquette settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Paquette. Essien moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.